I'm Dan Maynard. I'm a combat artist. Been a combat artist for about 15, 20 years now. Combat artist is someone that's really been in combat and then can put down what he's seen on paper. These are all done in mechanical pencils, different thicknesses and different hardnesses.
Mr. Maynard's drawings contrast most of the artwork around it due to their graphic illustrations of war scenes from Vietnam and Iraq. All the drawings in his booth are based on actual photographs of soldiers in combat, and though the artist is not certain of the identities of specific subjects in his work, it's likely that some of them did not make it out of their battlefields alive.
They bring out a lot of emotion in people. Younger people like them because they remember their history. Older people because they remember Vietnam and they've had brothers or father or an uncle or some that either served or was killed in Vietnam.
Surprisingly, Mr. Maynard's most common clients tend to fit an unlikely profile for Vietnam War combat art enthusiasts. He says his most common customers are millennials and people under the age of 30. Mr. Maynard theorizes that these customers are interested in an alternative perspective on history, one they may not have learned about in mainstream history books.
A lot of people want to erase war in their mind, and they'll look at something and they'll say that's gruesome. And but the problem is, it's a fact of war. It's there. We can't change it. Unfortunately, people go to war and people get hurt, and that's all we can do. The old veterans that came in here and see these things, they see them. They say that's exactly the way it was. There's nobody that says, oh no, that wasn't the way it was or anything. I can take a picture and I see things in the picture that people don't see. And then I can put them on paper. I'll keep doing this until finally nobody's interested in it no more.
Until there's no more wars, right?
No more wars.